And Frank Dutchman gives us an invitation, please.
Zagadam Zay, Jesus, Fosky, how we let you scare. We thank you, Lord, today for this day, and Lord, we pray that you'll be with those that lost a loved one over the weekend, especially the Cooper Johnson family, Lord. He was a good man, and I know you know that. But pray and be with everybody that hate to see him go. I know it hurts, Lord. Just be there and comfort him. All this we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Next on the roll call, please, by Rebecca.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Frank Coachman.
Here.
David Hill.
Here.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Robert Huff.
Here.
Chairman, you have five present and an absent.
Yeah, five present and an absent constitute a quorum. Any business conducted tonight will be official. Moving on down the agenda is the approval of minutes of September 16th and September 26th. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Any changes?
Okay, motion is made. Second by Representative Coachman. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Frank Coachman.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, you have four in favor and none against.
Four in favor and none against. Those minutes have been approved. Moving on down the order of business. The first one is TR-15-177. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a 6055 and 6056 services assistance agreement with HR Workplace Services Incorporated for the Muscogee Creek Nation Human Resources Department. Sponsor is Frank Coachman.
Mr. Speaker, I make a motion to pass.
Motion to pass. Here a second.
Second.
Okay. Floor is open now for discussion.
Speaker, I'd like to turn the floor over to Mr. Hughes.
Mr. Hughes?
Just very quickly, we looked at a couple of options, and the workplace agreement is the cheaper option for the nation to be able to do the requirement of reporting under the ACA. So we recommend that you allow us to do that, and we think we'll save some money with this contract.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Pete?
No.
David? There you go. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have four in favor and none against.
Yeah, four in favor and none against. That TR has been approved. Moving on down the agenda is TR-15-194. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming Rebecca Lansbury to serve on the Muscogee Media Editorial Board.
Approved.
Okay. You guys want to meet in executive session, or you guys want to interview her? Okay. Back again. Oh.
She liked to do.
Yeah. Well, you want to come on up?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I just wanted to say thank you.
You.
You want us to go in executive session, or?
No, that's fine. I'm glad to do it here. So I appreciate the nomination, of course, and glad to answer any questions. But I was very excited to see that the legislation establishing the new editorial board was put into place, and I've of course been following it since I was working for the tribe in the capacity of the newspaper editor previously to this. So I'm glad to answer any questions or address any concerns.
Okay. Any questions? Representative Holland.
I'd like to hear her credentials, please, her education.
Sure.
Previous experience, please.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, I previously served the tribe in the capacity of senior writer and then editor of the newspaper for almost 6 years at the Muscogee Nation News. So I do have my degree in journalism and emphasis in public relations from the University of Oklahoma, from Gaylord College of Journalism and Mass Communication. And I also have a minor in Native American Studies from OU as well. And again, after serving as the editor of the newspaper here at the tribe, that allowed me to work for the Native American Journalist Association, where I'm presently the interim executive director there. So I started off with them in 2013 as the membership and communications manager there. And so I've built strong relationships with tribes all over the U.S. and even some in Canada too, and helping them to address these exact type of issues, which are, you know, free press is among the top of priorities for NAJA and what we do there as an organization as well. So it's really an honor for me as a citizen to see this board be developed and for this step in free press to be taken. So
that's your question?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions? Pete?
No.
David?
No.
Any other council members' questions? Anybody else? Okay. Hearing none, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and none against.
Yeah, 4 in favor and none against. That motion has been approved. Can you be at the planning session next Tuesday, 6:30, so the other members on the council can, you know, interview if they want to?
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all, council.
Nice speaker. Yes. Lucian was going to put me down as co-sponsor.
Yes. Is there any problem with that? Co-sponsor that? Okay. Okay. Moving on down the agenda, TR 15-196, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a master agreement with Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated, DBA Legal Shield. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Motion
made to pass. Here a second. Thank you by Representative Coachman. The floor is open for our discussion. The sponsor is David Nichols.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Committee. This is something that we had went over before. They had came to our council meeting and gave us kind of a rundown on what it was going to do. If y'all remember, do you remember that? We have represented Mr. Phillips here tonight from Legal Shield. What it is we do have the service in our nation to the Attorney General's office. You know, we did have it down to the Omaha Commerce Building one time with, I forget her name, Ms. Prescott. Uh-huh. Then they felt it was going to be more savings of money to bring it over here, which I don't feel it has been because they've had to have a lot of attorneys come in. But this provides legal services to, it would provide legal, it's kind of a pilot project. I mean, we're just kind of looking into this to see how it's going to work. Right now, it provides services to 500 citizens and their families. If they had 6 members in their family under the age of 28, they would all be able to have the legal services. It also has a identity theft protection. And it's something we need to start looking at in our own tribe, because if you've seen, you know, targets have been hit by identity theft. The United States government has been hit by identity theft. And soon Indian tribes will be probably looking at something of this nature. So it's kind of a pilot project we wanted to look at doing. There is a cost of it. Well, later on down the agenda, it's $203,000, and I know the situation we're in right now, you know, but this is something for our citizens. You know, we haven't really done nothing exactly for the citizens in a long time, other than provide the services we've always had all along. So, can I give a few minutes to Mr. Phillips to just briefly speak about it?
Do you have questions?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Can you come forward?
Yes,
sir.
Thank you, Mr. Nichols. Thank you, Speaker. Hello, Council. Again, Legal Shield provides equal access to the legal system to individuals, families, small businesses, large and small groups, and we have a world-class leader in identity theft protection and fraud mitigation called Kroll Services, and the company's 40 years old. Not only Legal Shield, that's located here in Oklahoma, based here in Oklahoma, created here in Oklahoma, Oklahoma-based company, that's 43 years old. Kroll is actually 40 years old, and they cover governments. They don't just cover individuals alone, so they know what they're doing. We provide $5 million to help restore, not just resolute, but restore your identity if that's ever breached. So if in the case that someone is hacked into your personal emails, Mr. CIA chairman can talk about that, or chief can talk about that right now. That's a horrible thing to be faced with. And that's what we're looking to provide for the National Council, or the National Council and the entire citizenship. There is a government grant available. I've shared with Mr. Nichols that they want to see something on paper that the Creek Nation or any government or any nation would have something on paper representing what they want and what they've been doing for the people before. Yeah, you know what I mean. If they're going to provide some services for you, they want to see if you have anything invested yourself. And Department of Homeland Security is providing that grant. It's called Tribal Homeland Security Grant Program, THSPG, or GP Grant Program. And that's provided by FEMA. And that's why we ask Mr. Nichols to view this and present the numbers to the council and the government so that we can get something on paper so that we can get the monies to provide the protection for everyone if we can.
If I may intervene, I had talked to Dr. Hughes about randomly picking 500 citizens, and they said that was possible. Remember that when we talked about that? And we're needing a grant writer from the nation to be able to apply for this Homeland Security grant. And I was recently informed we had lost our grant writer a few months back, and I've been trying to talk with different ones in different departments to see if someone would be willing to write this grant through Homeland Security. You know, it's a serious thing nowadays. We don't look at things like this. We don't really think about things like this until it happens to us. And like I say, it's kind of a pilot project we wanted to look at and grow up for good, you know, even for the employees eventually. But we want to start out with the citizens because we know we have a lot of citizens that have probates that are not done, wills that are not done, a variety of things, you know, whatever. There's a, how many things do they protect, Rodney? How many things do they kind of lawfully look at, you know, represent you with?
Well, the lawyers will protect across the board, whatever the situation may be, as far as the legal side of Legal Shield. Even pre-existing matters, they'll handle that. But at any rate, as far as the Identity Theft Protection and Restoration Program, they handle fraud from A to Z, whether it's driver's license, whether it's credit cards, whether it's bank accounts, whether it's mortgage fraud, whether it's Social Security. They cover it all. We cover every aspect of every illegal activity and identity theft breach. So the company's well connected, well situated to take care of it all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Our attorney Z had drawn up a contract.
Yes, he
did. You probably have a copy of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, David?
Well, we just kind of want to, you know, bring that, present that to the nation. I think it's a service to our citizens. You know, we've done a lot with money that hasn't brought a service to our people, and I think it's time that we do bring some kind of services to our citizens. It's going to be beneficial to them and give them protection.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big questions? David, some questions?
This agreement is only for 1 year?
Yes, sir. In that year's time, please excuse me. Can I?
Yeah, go.
In that year's time, why we presented it as such is that the grant goes in and needs to be in by the first of the year. At the very moment, my managing director is a grant writer, but Department of Homeland Security shared with me that we need someone from Creek Nation beside us to be able to give actual signature on the grant as well. But yes, the protection that's presented in the legislation is for 1 year, and then as we process the application through FEMA, then they will take from there and begin to bring on more citizens and add more, whether it be employees or citizens of the nation.
There is a lot of tribes applying for this grant.
Oh, yes.
How much is the grant going to be?
Well, they have over $10 million in the Tribal Homeland Security Grant Program right now as we speak. And I've spoken with Mr. David Porter, who's the liaison for this part of the country, for the Native Americans. And again, Tribal Homeland Security Grant Program is what we're speaking about. And the sooner we can get the application turned in their, and because they have a panel as well, in their, the presence of these, this panel, they will be able to discuss and create or analyze what's going on here. Every government entity right now is needing the money, but as we know, they want to help every Native American tribe they can. But we've got to get the application in as soon as possible.
Okay. David, any other questions?
No.
Frank?
No.
Adam?
Yeah, just one thing. I mean, right now at this time, I mean, I can't support this just right now. I mean, we need to look at it a little bit more
sure.
in depth
sure.
Before making a decision on this tonight. I'd just
sure.
rather just postpone it for a month. Let us look at it a little bit better.
Are you making a motion?
I'd like to make that motion and postpone for a month.
I'll second.
Okay, so we've been second and postponed for a month. Okay. Any other questions on that?
All right. I postponed that amendment. Will that still give us enough time to get the grant and all this? And
November, December, 2 months.
Will it be tight?
It'll be tight as far as the strenuous writing of a grant. It's just not something that you. But it's totally up to you guys. But they're shared with me. The sooner we can get it in, the better.
Okay.
And
okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions, Representative Jennings.
Thank you. So is it a matching grant or is it a?
It's a full grant.
Full grant.
It's a full grant.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. Motion on the table is to postpone for 30 days. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, got one question. Yeah. Are any of your firms familiar with the 47 Act?
I am not personally, but the firm corporate probably is.
Do you know what it is?
No, I'm not familiar with it, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Last comment I have is Chief Anatovy has been in this program before. I seen an article that was given to me, and he was on the front page of a. It was kind of people that were successful people, three or four different ones, and he was in there, and he was in the leadership program. I don't know how far in for his employees or his citizens, but they take part in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, my wife is got on this Legal Shield through her. She worked for a citizen band in Pottawatomie, and she was on there when they first came down. I told her, I said, hey, this is a good deal. She said, well, I'm already on it. So she added my name to it. She got
deal.
It through the Pottawatomie tribe.
Okay.
$4.33 a day.
Okay.
Patricia.
Yes.
If this should, where would the funding come from?
That's a good question. That's what I'm still working on to get up to date through September on our funding. So. At this point, seeing this tonight, it's going to take me a couple of days to see if I have that funding available at this moment.
That would be my only question. Yeah, I'm kind of like AJ. I mean, I think it's a good deal. You ain't good looked at it. That's going to be my only concern.
Okay.
If I have it available, it would come from interest on permanent funding when it comes.
Well, a couple of things. If motion is to postpone, that's what we're talking about now. Yeah. But any other questions on that? If not, a roll call, please. This is to postpone for 30 days.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Frank Coachman.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, none against.
Okay, 4 in favor, 4 none against to postpone for 30 days. Thank you.
Thank you, Council.
Chairman, there is the financial part of it. I'm going to excuse myself because I know you'll postpone that also.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Okay, moving down on the agenda, TR-15-198. At this time, I will relinquish the chair to the vice chair.
Next on the agenda is TR-15-198, Tribal Resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the transfer of the management and operation of Stone Blood Restaurant and property, formerly known as the Muggy Country Club, from the Muscogee Nation Business Enterprise to the name. Sponsor Robert Hubbard.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Motion to adopt and seconded. Any discussion?
What do you ask?
Yes, sir. Back in probably November or December of last year, the council voted to go ahead and we gave the information, I believe, to Lands and M to have one fire look at the operations out there. And during that time, it was our understanding from Chief and M that it was going to be moved, and that's just never come. So there's been some issues regarding upkeep and different things, and we don't have the resources to take care of that the administration would have with their own facilities. So we just needed something that clarified what we were going to do with this.
Okay. Any questions? I'm sorry. Apologize.
Yeah, any questions?
Every time, sorry.
James.
Thank you. So we're going to return it back to the nation. Who at the nation is going to take care of it?
Woody, do you have any idea? I don't know who the nation is.
I've reached out, and actually Chief had told me about 90 days ago that he was going to send legislation over here, but I'm not sure of Mr. Jennings. The biggest thing right now is that there's a lot of upkeep of those facilities, mowing, making sure that's taken care of. So there's going to have to be some money appropriated to take care of that. So.
Question? Yeah, no, I talked to Chief about it yesterday. because I called him about it, it was going to be there, and he had no problem with it. He said they would take it back under the administration, this administration, they would handle it for the time being.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Anybody? Not, roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, none against.
4 in favor, none against. Motion passes. I relinquish the chair back to the Speaker House.
Thank you. Moving down on the agenda, NCA 15-223. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending NCA 13-292, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to One Fire Holding Company, LLC. This was postponed last month. What's the pleasure of the council? Yes, the committee?
I make a motion to postpone for another 30 days.
Okay, you hear a second on that?
Second.
Okay. Anything else? Questions?
Shouldn't this be postponed indefinitely?
That's right.
Yeah. Make a motion to postpone indefinitely.
No, rescind your motion.
Yeah, I'll rescind it.
Okay. Motion has been rescinded. You want your second still? Okay. Motion has been made to postpone indefinitely. Roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, none against.
4 in favor, none against. That motion has been postponed indefinitely. Moving on down the agenda, NCA 15-241. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing appropriation to fund the costs associated with the quarterly intertribal council meeting of the five civilized tribes. Sponsor is Speaker Thomas Uhola. Motion.
Speaker, I make motion pass.
Here, a second. Is there a second?
Second.
Oh, second been made by Brickman Jones. The floor is open for discussion.
I think last time we discussed this, that we were supposed to receive some type of business information from last year's event. Some financials on it. We have never received those, I don't think.
David?
I believe those were given to the controller's office after everything happened. And I have a total on the hotel, and that was hotel today. But I told them last year, or it was in January this year, it was like $51,000. And so this time, I think we're asking for $75,000, because I know the numbers have went up. Choctaws went posted this last time, and the numbers went up from like 350 to about 500. There's more people coming, and so we're upping the numbers.
So. Okay. Trish, do you have...
Do you want to see the receipts from the last
Yes.
Tribal?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Is it all Pete? Okay, I got her. Anything else, Pete? I see. I was going to finish Pete first. Is that it?
I'm sorry.
Okay, Doug.
I was just going to say they did turn that report back in, because I think the month after they turned that report back in, the administration asked to keep the money that was left over for something else, but it went back to the Treasury, who said no. They had like $16,000 left over, something like that. But yeah, I mean, they gave us that report before they asked to keep the rest of the money earlier this year.
Did you get a report, Speaker? Was there a report? I don't remember the report.
I don't recall one.
I received it.
You did?
I mean, I requested it through the speaker.
Okay,
did you get it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the funding source
for this. Okay. Any other questions? Committee?
Okay. What's our funding source?
Interest on private funds.
What's what's the others? $15,000.
Bags. And
Luann
usually takes care of those, for the goodie bags that we give out.
That's below. The goodie bag is below it.
It says others. 15, yeah. There are two separate.
Yeah, but she said that's what Luann does, call it goodie bags. They're the same.
Tomorrow it'll be 15 and 10.
I know, that's what she said. She thought it was goodie bags, but goodie bags is taken care of under a different.
Yeah. Because underneath there's 10,000 for goodie bags, yeah. Presentation, equipment.
Yeah, they have the audio visual that is extra. Whenever anybody comes, they can use it on the screens and the projectors and then charge for those. And usually they don't. When they tell them, they don't want them until they get there. So I try to get people to tell me in advance when you bring your own equipment, but it never happens. So I usually end up renting about 4 or 5 projectors and screens, and then it's expensive.
Oh, are we still paying for the other chief's hotel bill?
Yeah.
Would that be on the others? Or?
That's included in that.
On the sheet here, it says goodie bags, presentation equipment is $10,000. Then it says other $15,000. So that we're trying. You're talking about the $10,000, but he's asking about the $15,000.
Okay. So that you got, I didn't do that.
Oh.
So I just went and gave that to y'all, but it wasn't quite accurate because the numbers, like I said, the main cost is the hotel, and that includes the banquet, the food, the rooms, the chiefs, and then the goodie bags usually cost $10,000 to $15,000, depending on what the land gets. And then the incidentals, like I said, is usually audio, visual, or any extra stuff.
Who all gets rooms? I mean, just other four?
The chief and the governor, 5.
Okay, because the one I seen last year was like 200, one of them.
Any other questions, David? Anybody else have any questions? Pete? Frank? Adam? Any other questions? Okay, hearing another question, the roll call, please. Motion is to approve.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Koshman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and none against.
Yeah, 4 in favor and none against. That's been approved. Thank you. Moving on down is NCA 15-247, a law of the Muskogee Nation authorizing a special appropriation to prepay legal services incorporate DBA Legal Shield. Chair, motion to postpone. 30 days.
Make a motion to postpone.
Second.
Okay. There a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, none against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That has been approved. Moving on down the agenda for referred legislation.
All of them are interest on the permanent fund except for 237.
Oh, okay. Do I hear a motion to approve NCA 15-225, 229, 230? 231, 232, 233, 234, and 239 for funding source of interest on permanent fund. And then NCA 15-237 would be the
motor fuel
tax. Do we hear a motion to approve those funding sources?
Make a motion to approve.
Here a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Koshman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, none against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That's been approved. Moving on down the agenda of other business. First on the line is GOAB. And at this moment, I'll ask to go into executive session. And anyone who speaks citizen may stay.